On this episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Podcast, we're going to do a 2022 Disney travel recap and talk about everything we're looking forward to Disney travel related for 2023. Angela Michuli, the host of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Podcast. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I thought it was, of course, a really great time to look back on 2022 and everything that happened Disney travel related. And I can't believe how far we've come in a year and things resuming to a new normal. And really getting back to things the way they were before the pandemic. I mean, this time last year, we were still having to worry about testing and masks and vaccinations and all those things. I'll do a quick introduction. If this is the first episode you've ever listened to, or it's been a while since you listened to an episode, I live in the Orlando area. And I'm an authorized Disney specialist. I take special training and I book vacations directly with Disney. I participate in weekly phone calls or almost weekly in special events that help travel agents stay in the know to help our clients have the best Disney vacation possible. We have to renew our education with Disney every year to even be able to sell Disney vacations. In preparing for this podcast episode, I reviewed almost 150 Disney travel news articles that they send us. So they keep us updated constantly on all the changes that are happening. And after you hear the list that I am going to go over, you know, you can really get a sense of just how much is happening at Disney, how much there is to look forward to, and how really important it is to have an expert on your side, working with you to help plan everything that you may want to do on your next Disney vacation, because you really don't know what you don't know. And it's my job to stay on top as possible what is happening. And they also provide us some really amazing resources that the general public doesn't have access to that really puts the right information in our hands when we need it. To answer questions and help do all the things that you might need to do on your next Disney vacation. So having said that, let's just dive in to the list of things that I put together for 2022. And we're going to start right here at my home park at Walt Disney World. It's just like 10 minutes from my house and we're there all the time. But it's really hard to imagine that this time last year, all of the resorts were not fully open yet. There's almost 30 Disney World resorts, not including the Good Neighbor hotels that are also in the surrounding area. So in this year, finally, all of the resorts are back open. So if there is a specific resort that you wanted to stay at that wasn't reopened, now it probably is, but just to let you know, they've given us a new resource where we can check that sort of thing, like if a pool is under refurbishment or something like that, that you really want to make sure that you enjoy on your trip. I am sure to check that out and make sure it's something that's available. So this time last year, there were still some mask rules and social distancing. And all of those things really started to be more relaxed come March 2022. So it feels like we've been back to normal for much longer than we have, but it's really only been since the springtime. So almost all of the restaurants are back open. And some of the more important ones that were some of the last to reopen were Hoopty Doo Review It's over at Fort Wilderness, and it's an amazing show. It's one of the longest running dinner shows in the United States, something like that. And it's all you can eat. It's an amazing time. And Victoria and Albert's over at the Grand Floridian Hotel is one of the fanciest restaurants that you can eat at Walt Disney World. So lots of character dining has returned. Not all character dining has returned, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, about what we're looking forward to in 2023. But the Harmony Barbershop reopened, as well as Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. It wasn't until this summer that you were able to once again be able to make appointments there. So if those are things that you want to do on your next vacation with your children, your grandchildren, then you know that those are back open once again. And then along with the Harmony Barbershop, which so many people love getting first haircuts there, they do a special little certificate, and it's a whole special experience that a lot of people were looking forward to being able to book that again. And they do take some walk-ups, but there can be a wait. But the return of the Festival of Fantasy, the return of parades happened this year as well. And then also the holiday parties, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party return this year for the first time since the pandemic. Over at Epcot, we had the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which many argue is the best roller coaster at Walt Disney World, if not Orlando. It's amazing. I've ridden it a few times. It really is lots of fun. We had the return of full festivals over at Epcot before this year. They had Taste of Flower and Garden or Taste of Food and Wine. They were kind of a little lesser festivals. They were still fun. It was great to still have that option. But you're seeing the return of like the full lineup of Broadway performers coming to food or the International Festival of the Arts, which is returning next month. So over at Hollywood Studios, Fantasmic returned. And then also again at Epcot, you had the return of the candlelight processional at Christmas. And then also at Epcot, it was the 40th anniversary this year of Epcot. So the celebration was a little muted. I think people expected just a little bit more, but Epcot is under a lot of construction. There's a lot going on that I think inhibited a bigger celebration. So hopefully the 45th will be amazing. And then at all of the Walt Disney World parks, we had the introduction of the Disney Magic Band Plus, which interacts with the 50th golden statues and the fireworks. And then there are some adventures over in Galaxy's Edge, over Hollywood Studios. And so that has been a fun new addition to the Disney experience here in Florida. So let's go over to Disneyland on the West Coast, which saw the return of nighttime spectaculars, including the Main Street Electrical Parade before it went away, or at least for a little bit in August. So, or actually October, I believe. So, it's not scheduled yet to return. We don't want to know when it might. But if that's something you're looking forward to, stay tuned. I'll let you know whenever they let us know when it might be returning. Then the red car trolley returns to the Disney California Adventure Park in 2020 as well, 2022 as well. And then Disneyland had the first Magic Band ever that came to the Disneyland parks. They'd always just relied on the paper tickets. So now, if you would like to do the Magic Band Plus, you can do that over at the Disneyland Park. And then over at Disneyland, you also had new Black Panther offerings. So if you or your family members or friends might be fans of the Black Panther Wakanda Forever, then you have some offerings that are going on at Disneyland until mid or end of January. So at Aulani, you had an end to the requirements for testing and vaccinations in Hawaii that ended in March. So that was huge. It was a very big hassle to visit Hawaii prior to the end of those requirements. So it kept a lot of people away. It was just, there were a lot of hoops and you had to download an app and upload documents and all these things. So that was great to see an end to those requirements. Auntie's Beach House, which is a great area for kids to stay and do activities, that reopened, as well as the luau and the restaurant Ama Ama also reopened over at Aulani in Hawaii. What are some of the things that happened with Disney Cruise Line in 2022? We had the much anticipated debut of the Disney Wish, the first ship in a decade, which its home port is in Port Canaveral, and I hope to get to experience that ship in 2023. So on Disney Cruise Line, we saw the end of masks, vaccines, and testing requirements for all ages. So that was wonderful. They might have some international sailings. If you want to get off the ship, there might be a requirement, but those are few and far between if as of now, as of recording this episode. Yeah, I mean, a lot has happened. They added some more adventures to Adventures by Disney. So there is so much to look forward to in 2023. One of the main things, we'll start on the 2023 looking ahead over at Disneyland. We have the Disney 100 celebration at Disneyland Resort beginning on January 27th. Where they're going to be celebrating 100 years of wonder across the company, a global celebration, you know, celebrating the 100 years of history with a company. So that is going to be really awesome. And they're going to have some new entertainment offerings and, of course, merchandise. And I believe Mickey and Minnie are going to have some new outfits. Keep an eye out for those. Those are going to be once in a lifetime opportunities to get to enjoy those things. So if you're looking for a special reason to visit Disney in 2023, definitely the Disney 100 celebration could be a great excuse to do that. So as part of the Disney 100 celebration, they have a new nighttime spectacular called Wondrous Journeys, and it's going to be projections on Main Street, Sleeping Beauty Castle, the facade of It's a Small World, and the Rivers of America, and includes fireworks above Disneyland Park. So that's going to be a beautiful new offering. And then in January, February, and March, you're going to have the return of the After Dark events in Disneyland. And that includes Sweetheart's Night. That's select dates in January and February. And Princess Night, a couple of dates in March. So even if you're not going to those events and you're not interested, keeping those dates in mind is really important for your vacation, because then usually they'll close the park earlier, something like that. So you might have interruptions in what park you go to that day or something like that. So just keep those in mind when planning your vacation. I definitely do that for my clients. Keep them aware of other events that might be going on that might give them a change in plans. So over at Disneyland, also a new parade is coming. Magic Happens starting February 24th. So that will be great to see over at Disneyland Park. In 2023, Adventureland Treehouse also returns to Disneyland Park. We don't have a specific date yet, but everybody's been looking forward to the tree that used to be themed to Tarzan be revealed. All the guests will be able to interact and do with the Adventureland Treehouse when it reopens in 2023. But I think probably one of the most anticipated things coming to Disneyland Park this year, or 2023, is Mickey's Toontown is reopening on March 8th on Mickey's birthday. But before that, on January 27th, which is the same day that the 100 celebration begins, they're going to have the opening of the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So it's going to be very similar to the attraction that's at Hollywood Studios here at the Walt Disney World Resort. Over at California Adventure, they have the Lunar New Year and California Adventure Food and Wine Festival returning to the California Adventure Park. So the Lunar New Year Festival is January 20th through February 15th. Lots of food and drink offerings. And then the Food and Wine Festival at California Adventure Park is March 3rd through April 25th. Hop on over to Walt Disney World. We're looking ahead to 2023 and the closing of the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World, which ends on March 31st. If there was any part of you that wanted to experience the 50th for the first time or again, you have to do it before March 31st because it will all go away. And we haven't gotten any details yet, but my thought is some of the 100th celebration is going to be coming to Walt Disney World. So they did announce, however, that the extended theme park hours for guests at Disney Deluxe Resorts, Villa, and other select hotels will continue into 2023. So that's something to keep in mind if you're trying to determine whether you would want to stay at a Disney resort or not, or which level you want to stay at. Then just keep in mind that some of those perks for the deluxe hotels are going to remain in 2023. And also over at Walt Disney World, they have the Disney After Hours events that are coming back beginning in January. And then also we're looking forward to the Cake Bake Shop coming to Disney's Boardwalk in 2023. Across the street from Magic Kingdom at the Contemporary Resort, we've been told that Chef Mickey's will be back to the buffet on March 1st. But before that, on February 28th, character dining will return to Cinderella's Royal Table. But it's important to keep in mind a few important refurb dates coming to Walt Disney World. So number one, Splash Mountain is closing in January 2023 until late 2024 for the refurbishment and new ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So that is closing, and then also Rock and Roller Coaster over at Hollywood Studios will be closing February 20th. We are not sure how long the refurb or what exactly is going to be happening with that closure. So if that's something you really love, I don't know, might want to try and ride it before February 20th when it closes. Coming to Hollywood Studios, we're excited about the new barbecue restaurant and a Toy Size Fun coming to Toy Story Land in spring 2023. So as you enter Toy Story Land over at Hollywood Studios to the right, there has long been this structure that has been under construction, and it's been known to be a barbecue restaurant, and we haven't heard too much about when it would be opening since the pandemic, but finally we know it will be spring 2023. So look forward to that. So let's talk about Disney Cruise Line in 2023. There are some exciting things happening. Number one, the Disney Cruise Line Silver Anniversary at Sea, 25 years since the first sailing of the Disney Magic in July 1998, is this year, that anniversary. And some of the first cruises with new outfits and things on Disney Cruise Line, I believe, begin in May. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know and I can find out some of those first sailings for you. So also new to Disney Cruise Line this year is the Pixar Day at Sea, which premieres in January aboard the Disney Fantasy. And that looks so cute. They've released like the menu and some of the things they're going to do, like transform Animator's palette into, you know, a Pixar themed day. And with Pixar characters and Pixar-themed food, it looks fun. So if that's something you're interested in and have a favorite Pixar character that you might like to get a photo with or spend some time with, or that is your jam, feel free to let me know and I can answer more questions for you. So in addition to the Pixar Day at Sea, they have revamped the Marvel Day at Sea, and more than 30 superheroes and villains will be assembling on the Marvel Day at Sea in early 2023. So one of the most notable additions to the Marvel Day at Sea are some of the Wakanda Forever characters, including Black Panther. If you have Marvel fans in your family or your friends, definitely let them know about that. So one last thing about Disney Cruise Line is one of the first Adriatic Sea Expedition cruises has been announced for 2024. I know that's not in 2023, but we'll definitely get more planning and more information about that sailing in 2023. I thought I would add about Adventures by Disney. Those are very specific small tours that are really tailored to VIP, behind the scenes, cultural immersion for anybody who would like to visit foreign countries or have a special experience. They even have some tours in the United States, but really have a small group or experience with the Disney difference, which is attention to the details, local guides, really that kind of behind the scenes VIP experience. So, Disney Adventures by Disney has partnered with National Geographic Expeditions in 23, and they have five can't miss land itineraries that I thought I would mention, including Patagonia, Costa Rica, and then they have a combined Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia itinerary, along with a New Zealand itinerary. And National Geographic Expeditions are designed to dig deeper into topics like history, wildlife, archaeology, conservation, filmmaking, photography, and more. So, if that's something that might interest you, please let me know. So, that wraps up my recap of 2022 and all of the things we're looking forward to in 2023. If I can be of any assistance to you, please feel free to reach out to me, Angela, at Beautiful Tomorrow Travel. You can find me on my Instagram account, Beautiful Tomorrow Travel. Send me a DM, follow me for updates. You can find me on Facebook at Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Agents. You can visit my website, beautifultomorrowtravel.com. And then if you love the podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share with a friend or family member. We've helped families celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, celebrate life together, and create new memories in 13 different countries, in 10 different states, coast to coast in the United States, aboard four different cruise lines, and they've racked up thousands of miles on various airlines. So we would love to have the opportunity to serve you in 2023. And thank you so much to all of our listeners who've helped us rank in a few foreign countries. And thank you to everyone who's left a review or reached out to me because they heard a podcast episode with more questions, or were happy to hear some information about destinations they're interested in and love. You'll reach out to me, Angela, at the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I hope you have an amazing 2023, and I hope that you will trust us to be part of your journey next year. Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye.